And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray with Corey Sannon, MC Swimbait Man Extraordinaire, and Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Boy, oh boy, having a great time talking Searcher sport fishing here, and some great fishing and a great prize today, right, Corey?
Oh, so neat, Pete. I mean, how can you beat it? A full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing? Give us a call at 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We have a line open on each one, and you talk to Art, talk about the Searcher, talk about some good Wahoo fishing possibly coming up.
Yeah.
Bulldog Trowbridge on the boat.
Well, how about that? Man, we haven't talked a lot about Sean. Sean's your guy now.
Yeah.
On the boat. Aaron's moved on and to a new career, which is great. And Sean Trowbridge, I've fished with Sean many times. He is a darn good fisherman.
He's a lot better than I am.
Come on, yeah. He is. I mean, they don't call him Bulldog for nothing, right?
Yeah, he's pretty intense. And,
yeah.
But, you know, he's got a soft side, too. He's really, really great with the customers.
Yeah.
And
people love him.
Likes to, you know, yuck it up and have a good time. And you know, his saltwater angling knowledge is it's awesome. I mean, he takes time with customers and shows them how to rig and how to use the equipment. And because he's such a great fisherman, you know, he gets lots of bites. So he hooks and hands and gets people that haven't caught one yet an opportunity to catch a fish. He's great. He's really great.
He's one of those guys, unlike yourself, that in his spare time he fishes.
Yes, he does.
He's a bass fisherman. He's a trout fisherman. He's just
he's very passionate about fishing.
Yeah,
and all types of fishing.
All types of fishing. Yeah. So his angling skills are amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Universal.
Yeah, for sure.
Fresh saltwater.
So what about next year? Is he coming back next year?
We have a tentative agreement for him to come back next year, and so he's going to run the boat a lot more next year.
A lot more.
Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, you and I, we're getting a little older, you know, so we need to slow down a little bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's okay, right?
Certainly.
Oh, yeah, we're good with that. So Bulldog likely coming back for the Searcher, which is great news.
Yeah, great news.
Yeah,
that's
really good. Yep. Captain Sean Trowbridge, you guys are lucky to have him.
Yeah, and he has his own following from the Legend and all those years on the Legend.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, he has a lot of familiar faces when he comes down and climbs on the boat. You know, he knows 8 or 10 people right from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
from the Legend to the mascot, let's go back even further.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, he's been around a while.
We're going back 30 years.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's good times.
Impressive. All right, you want to get through, talk to Art, have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty. 877-792-1090. One line open there and one line open at 858-457-1090. Corey, let's jump into
Let's talk to John. John's calling from Mira Mesa, and thank you for your patience this morning, John.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, Art, I was looking at your schedule for next year, the very last trip, the 6-day, 14-passenger. Was that a typo? It looked like on the description it mentioned Wahoo is one of the targeted species. I was surprised to see that on the 6-day.
Well, you know, it would be the possibility you could make it to the ridge on that trip. You know, we have gone down there on 6-day trips in the past. You know, in November, October, November is kind of Wahoo season.
It's that time of the year.
That's a possibility. And, so it's not something that I'm going to tell you that on trip 31, you're going to go catch Wahoo. I wouldn't be able to do that, but it's a possibility.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. It's that time of the year.
Certainly. Yeah.
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 So, I mean, so book the trip. You might catch a wahoo. All right. Thanks a lot for the call, John. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, John, we appreciate it. Hey, let's go to Tom Schiff. Tom's calling from San Diego, and we welcome you to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Tom. We hope.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Captain Art, I know, does great work, but I was really calling in to give kudos to all those groups that had donated to our upcoming CCA dinner. And that includes, Captain Frank Lopresti donated an 8-day trip on the Shogun, and there are numerous others. So that was really the purpose of my call. And by the way, yesterday at the Konakai, they also donated a night. So they were very nice.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks for coming down to the event yesterday. It was such a great event, wasn't it?
It was fun. Good food, good people. Maybe I had one or two of the mixed beverages.
Ah, okay, that's good. That's what they were there for. And what a great venue that Konakai Resort is, huh?
Oh, it's a super venue, and they've enhanced it. I mean, actually, Wayne was there. We were talking about the history. They actually had the astronauts there, the 7 astronauts in the old days, the right stuff. I mean, that they go way back.
Yeah.
Way back in their history.
A lot of history there, but they put like millions and millions of dollars into that place, so it's looking really, really good. Tom, you know, all your work towards CCA and this big CCA banquet on November the 10th at Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. Sure, appreciate that. That's going to be a huge event, and everybody in the San Diego area should attend that and support CCA.
Yes, and we still have a few tickets available. Actually, I didn't get to put that out yesterday. A couple other guys, Mike and I think Harry Walker. Harry sold about 24 tickets. He's amazing. But, yeah, there's still a few tickets available. So if anybody else needs them, before Steve Carson, he's a great guy. He's bought some tickets and some other people. It's a very good support. Also, I am a volunteer also for Friends of Rollo, and we have a great day coming up, as you noted, at the landing for Fisherman's Landing for Tackle Day,
November 3rd. Yeah, I know Mike Lum and Tim Baker have been working really hard. I'm not sure they're doing the pick a box this year, but they're going to have a lot of stuff. You know, they do the used tackle. I think that's when they do the used tackle.
Used tackle, you can get anything you want there just about. It's amazing. People line up, as you say, at O'Dark 30. They're trying to look over stuff.
Yeah, for sure. But that's a big fundraiser. And thanks for all your hard work, Tom. Sure appreciate your time and efforts that you put into helping fish and making fishing better. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through? There's your chance.
All right, let's do it. Let's jump into it. We're going to talk to Doug. Doug from Montebello. And again, Doug, thank you for your patience this morning with Let's Talk Hookup.
I got three reports. I'm surf fishing right now, so I'm going to have a good time out here.
Good for you.
For Art, I see the kudu go down to the bottom of the engine room all the time. So what are they looking for? And then two, when do you know let the captain you train, let him go by himself?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that first part of that question there? I couldn't quite understand.
When you go down to the engine room, the crew goes down there every couple of hours. So I was wondering what they're looking for.
Engine room.
Oh, okay. So when you're on the boat.
Engine room checks. Yeah. You know.
Got to keep an eye on things.
Yeah. Our first and foremost objective on any trip that you go on is to keep you safe. And so there's a lot of moving parts in the engine room, and we go down there at night. We go down there every 30 minutes. We go down there and we check the, you know, just for anything that is gone awry. You know, you can break a hose clamp on a 2-inch saltwater line and fill the engine room in 5 minutes. You know, an oil leak on an engine, or, you know, we're checking the fish holes to make sure that the compressor's working right. So we're just down there being vigilant and making sure that everything's okay. And also the crew goes down in the bunk rooms and they check the temperature in the hallway to make sure that the AC's working right and anything that, you know, just out of the ordinary. So first and foremost, that's our primary objective is, yeah, we're taking you on a fishing vacation and we're going to show you a good time, but we want you safe. And so that's why we're down in the engine room checking it all the time.
Yeah. And you know, there's alarms and such like that.
Absolutely,
catastrophic
sure.
things
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, but
you know, without an engine room check or what's going
stuff,
on.
Stuff happens, and yes. it can. Everything can be going smooth as silk, and it can change in a heartbeat mm-hmm. to going really bad. So you just have to be vigilant. So that's why we're doing that.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. And my boat's a little boat, a 36-foot Pacifica, and I had a blowout on my high-pressure fuel line to one of my engines. I was dumping diesel fuel in the bilge. Had no idea that it was going on, other than the fact that one of my engines was burning more fuel than I thought it should, and I didn't do the engine. I wasn't as prudent as I should have been going down and checking it out as quickly as I did. Well, in a matter of 10 minutes, I dumped 20 gallons of fuel into the bilge. Fortunately, I was out to sea, and, you know, I'm not saying I dumped fuel in the ocean. But
no, not at all. But that's no, something that but, the Blue but Guard Innovation.
But that's why I put the Blue Guard Innovation thing in there. But that's an example of what can happen on a boat without your knowledge.
Absolutely.
You've got to do engine room checks, no matter how big the boat, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We want, you know, I'm taking the boat out there, and I want to come back, right? And that's something that people don't get.
Right.
They don't get it. You know, we're the captain, we're the master, we're responsible, and we're taking you out on a fishing trip, but we want to come home too, you know. So we're making sure that you're safe, and so we're being vigilant and making sure that if something does go awry, then we're there on top of it, fixing it and making sure that the trip continues.
You guys on these long range boats, all the long range fleet, have basically spare parts for everything, because there's no shop
yeah.
out on the ocean, right?
Right, yeah, yeah. We have a lot of redundancy, you know. That's why there's two generators. That's why there's two bait pumps. That's why there's two refrigeration compressors. And that's, you know, we have spare parts so that if the freshwater system goes down, we have another pump ready to go so that, you know, the freshwater system works. And
yeah.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of spare parts. There's thousands of dollars of spare parts in storage that you wouldn't know was there. For those instances that you're 200 miles from home and you have something fails because it's a mechanical thing.
Right.
Stuff happens to mechanical things, and so you have to be prepared for that.
Like you're talking about simple hose or a hose clamp or just something
yeah.
very simple. You
yep.
know, and having your eye on it is going to... Your eye's going to let you know before the gauges are going to let you know, and that's the key ingredient, Doug.
Right, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Okay, let's clarify things about what is actually going to happen at Day at the Docks, or excuse me, not Day at the Docks.
Tackle Day.
Tackle Day, and I'm getting all these events confused. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. We have the man from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, Mike Lum. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hi, Art. How's it going?
All right. So rather than texting back and forth and me clarifying, I asked Mike to call in and say, okay, no used tackle at Tackle Day, right?
Yeah, right. That used tackle is very popular, but we only do that at Day at the Docks, and
right.
it's once a year, and it takes us all year to collect enough of that to make that work. And so I wanted to tell two things. One, don't rush down there and get in line thinking there's going to be a bunch of used tackle, because there isn't. This time, but I also want to remind everybody that if they have tackle they would like to donate, they could certainly bring it down and hand it off to us while we're there at Tackle Days. We'll have a trailer and we can take the stuff back with us. When I say used tackle, we're really looking for stuff that is in usable, good condition. Sometimes people get a little overzealous and they bring us all the stuff that they've been accumulating that's broken, and that doesn't really do us any good.
This is like tackle that's usable, not your junk, not stuff
right.
that is missing an
right.
eye or needs a rewrap or something like that, or a reel that needs service. This is stuff that's usable and is working order. And what do? We sell that
yes.
and raise money to take kids fishing. So if you have
yeah,
stuff,
and I yeah. I think that's some of the confusion. Some people that aren't really that familiar with the program think that this tackle is being used by us. It's not. It's being sold by us, and the money is then used to buy more trips to put more kids on the water. But that's That's that day at the dock. So if you want to bring some tackle down and donate it, please do that at Tackle Days. We will be right there outside Fisherman's Landing.
Okay.
We will be doing the pick-a-box again, and the way that works is we'll have a nice assortment of tackle boxes, and you randomly pick a number off the wall. We pull the box down. You get to keep the box, and there will be a prize inside, and you'll get to keep that. That's been very popular the last couple of years. And we'll be doing that. And then also we'll be kicking off the 2019 grand raffle tickets. Those are coming off the print, off the press here in the next week. And we'll have those. And if you want to be first in line, or you want to buy those and give some for Christmas gifts, maybe that would be a good opportunity to do that. We'll have those there as well.
Now, what are we doing now that Grant Christensen's retired doing all our printing? Are we still can we still print them?
Fortunately, Grant has been very gracious in introducing us to the guys that are taking his spot. And you notice I said guys because I don't think one could do that. Sun Graphics is still doing the printing for us and helping us out. And Grant is actually going to be at the booth on at Tackle Days and giving us a hand selling the tickets that he used to print.
Yeah, very good. Well, Mike, I know you put a lot of effort into these things. The pick-a-box thing is a huge success. It always sells out, and last year I was blown away at how fast it sold out, right?
Yeah, and it will probably do that again this year. We are actually struggling a little bit with this. At this moment, this is about our last inventory on these boxes, and so unless some other company gets generous and would like to help us going into next year, we only do pick a box one day a year, and we do it at this event. And it's a variety of tackle boxes. I was looking at prices on the boxes yesterday, and the prices have gone up to the point where the box itself is worth more than what we charge to play the game. So it's a great donation because the boxes were donated to us, and then the prizes inside range from small to large, and it's just a random game. I mean, you pick, there's 10 boxes, all look the same on the back wall. You pick a number, you open it up, you get to see what you win. So it's fun, but at the same time, you get a really nice usable tackle box, and all the money goes to taking more kids on the water.
That's awesome, Mike. Thanks for all your efforts and all you do for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, a.k.a. Friends of Rollo. Tackle Day, Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd. It's going to be a great time. We'll see you there, Mike.
We'll see you there. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thanks for taking the time this morning. Yeah, Mike Lum, that guy,
he
is
does
the ultimate
a lot.
Work guy.
A lot.
He dots every I, crosses every T, and doesn't miss a trick. And we're so fortunate to have him a part of that organization.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. I deal with him with the Fred Hall shows. And
his real job.
Right?
Yeah.
And they start literally the day after the Del Mar show. They are starting for the next season.
No doubt about it.
To know he's doing all this, it's a huge deal. It's
pretty
not
big
just
deal.
Not just his free time by any means.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's jump into those phones.
Let's do it, Pete, and let's talk to Leroy. Leroy is calling from Rancho Penasquitos, and we welcome you to Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
How much longer do we expect the yellowfin tuna to stick around?
Man, that's a great question.
That's
as strong as can be.
I mean,
that
stuff is like, you know, 40 to 60 miles. It's like kind of like you heard Mike Pritchard. It's all you want.
I think it's all water temperature based.
Yep.
You know, I know that that water is still in the low 70s. And so, you know, as long as that water stays warm, then, you know, it could be here through November. I would think that if we get early low pressure systems in November.
I think that's the key. I think you're hitting the key right
if
there.
You get, you know, some rain in November and you get southeast conditions with low pressure and then a northwest clearing wind that comes behind the low pressure, then that rolls that water over with, you know, swell and wind. And then, you know, if it drops 4 or 5 or 6 degrees over a period of time, then you could see that fish move and stay where the warmer water is. If it gets cold, then they're probably going to leave and hang where the water's the warmest.
And a couple weather events that we've had so far this year are more southerly influenced. I mean, they're total southerly influenced. And yeah, we had nearly, you know, half, three quarters of an inch of rain through Southern California, but it wasn't that big blow.
Yeah, that's all tropical. It's all tropical. Yeah, well, there's been, in the last month, there's been four major hurricanes that, you know, a couple have gone right over the top of the middle of the Baja Peninsula, and so we get influence from that.
Yeah, right.
And
crazy later, much later than normal too.
Yeah, well, through October, you know,
still hurricanes.
You know, 1st of November is still hurricane season, and
yeah.
I mean, there's another one spinning down there right now. Yeah. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, there's tropical.
It's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's what's going to happen is as long as that water stays warm, then that yellowfin's going to be around.
And you look at the Terrafin sea surface temperature chart, and you can see exactly where that stuff is. There's a big warm bubble down there of that 70-degree water fish is hanging right there, down just kind of off of Ensenada in that area down there.
Yep.
Upper hidden and lower hidden and fire low 500 and stuff like that. It's pretty obvious where it is. It's because you look at that sea surface.
And there's a lot of warm water around still, so it's going to be around as long as the water stays warm.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And speaking of which, Terrafin sea surface temperature charts helps you focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin. The Terrafin mobile is something you can take with you. You put it on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, and you take the chart with you. You download it before you go offshore. That's what I do. Take it with you, and it's like, hey, where is that warm water bubble? You just find it. The phone will still track when you're offshore of the Latin lawn. Put you right on the cleanest water with the chlorophyll charts, right on the temperature charts. It's amazing stuff.
Such a huge deal all year long, right?
But
to have it early in the season and late in the season, to me, is kind of more important than anything because with the changes and everything going on. And
that's where
like
it
you're
is.
Saying, knowing where the warm water is.
Yeah, so check Terrafin.com for more information.
Hey, when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup, more with Art, more of the Searcher, we'll be right back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on a Mighty 1090.
An undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you. Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, Avet, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, Nomad, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Penn, Phoenix, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, Shimano, West Coast Marine, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle, lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd, check fishermanslanding.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. And you want to give us a shout? We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. We have Art Taylor from The Searcher in studio. You want to give us a shout? 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. Lines have been nearly packed. We have one line open on each line there. And give us a shout.
Absolutely. Come on, join us. Talk to Art. Ask a question. Make a comment. Great time to win a chance to go fishing the Liberty and talk to Captain Art Taylor. Hey, you also have a great chance to go on the Royal Star, one of the premier long-range boats in San Diego. They have an 11-day trip, November 10th through the 21st, just before Thanksgiving there, that's been sold out. It actually has a handful of openings that just opened up. And if you want to go on the Royal Star, prime time, 11-day, November 10th through 21, are you kidding me?
I call prime time because you're getting out before every boat leaves
yes.
the day after Thanksgiving.
Exactly, for sure. And then so that's sponsored by Island Tackle, and you know Island Tackle will have a bunch of great stuff to give away on that. And then there's actually on a trip that Rock God Rick goes on every year, the Let's Talk Hookup 12-day, that's in early December, late November, early December, has been sold out for a year. One spot just opened up. They just had a cancellation. So if you want to go on one of those trips, check RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can book right online or give Tracy a call in the office there at the Royal Star and jump on one of those open spots on there. And I got to say, Captain Dave is MIA because I think he's down in Cabo. So that FishDope.com report that would normally be sponsored by Captain Dave and of course, it's always sponsored by Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego lands, like on the Searcher, and Fish Pros, the market now has the ability to purchase fresh fish, their smoked and jerky product, their famous tuna burgers, right there at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros also has famous smoked spices, rubs, salts. They have this pokey mix on their website, or you can buy there, that basically you take that skipjack like we were talking about, and you take their pokey mix, mix it up with their recipe. Oh, unbelievable.
How could it be any better?
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. So check it out at fishermansprocessing.com. You can buy all those spices and rubs, or just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landing. All right, Corey, let's jump into those phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Harry. Harry's calling from Chula Vista. Good morning, Harry.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And my morning. My question is about your nature tours. How long you've been doing them? What kind of things they cover, and how long periods of time are they out for? Also, I would like to comment, give kudos to Pete, his show, and the fishing community in protecting the natural habitat and being on the front line of monitoring our habitat and always trying to protect it in new coming, up and coming ways. And I know fishing is very important for the family, too, bringing the family together. And I just want to give you all kudos for that.
Thanks, Harry.
Really appreciate
very nice.
The work you guys have been doing. Also, do these nature tours go back to Eddie McEwen? And when he was, I know he used to give them, and I just, how long they've been going and in the sport fishing community?
Well, they've been going, you know, I started back in 1976 on the Royal Polaris going to Laguna San Ignacio.
Wow.
So that's 42 years.
With the whales, for those who don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, so natural history, wildlife trips to Baja been going on for since the early 70s. So they've been part of the, you know, the spring business for that long.
And Art, is that typically, so you would do those going back to that time frame in our you know, history of our sport fishing? That would kind of be the off-season. So you guys would plan those in the off-season, you know, quote-unquote off-season.
They coincide with the gray whale migration.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, the gray whales start coming by here in December, and they can southbound, and then all the way through March, northbound, as they migrate down to the breeding lagoons of Baja California. So it coincides with that. So February through April is when our trips are. They're 12 days long. They depart out of San Diego, and you're covering the Pacific side of the Baja Peninsula, around the corner, and up into the southern Sea of Cortez, and the trip terminates in Cabo San Lucas. So it's a 12-day trip, and we have our own website, BajaWhale.com. And,
specifically for those
natural history trips. So you can go to BajaWhale.com and check out itineraries and
check out
the boat.
So you can actually book, those aren't all charter. You can actually go, you can book a trip.
Absolutely,
just like
yeah.
you would book a fishing trip.
Yes.
You can book one of those natural history
yes,
trips.
Yes, you
so
can.
So cool. And Harry, and correct me if I'm wrong, Art, but I think these are the trips where those pictures you see where they're petting a whale
yes.
up against the hull yeah. of.
You do that.
Yeah.
These are the trips.
Yes, yeah,
wow.
yeah. And, you know, that's the propaganda that's out there. But, you know, it's on the whale's terms. It's not on the Ponga's terms.
Right,
you know,
right.
They seek us out. So, yeah, that's an opportunity. We spend 2 days in Laguna San Ignacio where that phenomena happens. And
so cool.
you have an opportunity to get up close with the with one of the giant whales.
And it's very regulated. You work with the
yes.
local pungeros down there that
yep.
actually you they board
yep.
the boat and
yeah,
and
yeah, we
very
we get we get a permit to access that biosphere reserve
mm-hmm.
and yes, we do use the local ejido down there for the whale watching services, and so you go out in pongas with locals, and yeah, it's a trip of a lifetime if you're into whales and dolphins and wildlife and birds and hiking and snorkeling.
And the hiking part, you
it sounds
you talked about this in the past, where you actually get off on Benitos and you get off on these islands,
sure.
where you can do a guided hike up and around
yeah.
and look at the plant and reptiles and
wow. Yep.
Elephant seals, Guadalupe fur seals, sea lions
really?
on San Benitos.
And how many day trips are these?
12 days.
They're all 12 days.
Yeah, they're all 12 days.
And it's so cool to ride the boat down, going down all those islands, navigating the Baja Peninsula, and then coming up and around on the inside of Sea of Cortez, which we were talking about earlier. It's one of the most prolific, healthiest oceans in the world, you know, most diverse. Yep. And then you get off in Cabo and fly home.
That's right.
What an extraordinary trip. And do these book up pretty far in advance?
2019 sold out.
It's all sold out.
Well, yeah, we have five trips.
Wow.
But, you know, you can go on our website and, you know, there might be, you know, a wait list opportunity or one of the charter groups might have an opening.
Gotcha.
So contact Celia.
Yeah, and she can do miracles sometimes if you want it.
Sure.
It sounds like just an amazing trip.
Yeah, we're booking 2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
Popular.
Yeah, they are popular.
And what you go from all the way from petting whales to exploring islands and seeing amazing sights and then dropping off and flying home.
Yeah.
No ride, no bumpy ride home.
Nope.
How
cool.
That's for you, right?
No.
Or the other crew, the crew.
No, no, no. I'm You've smarter than I look. I don't ride the boat back anymore.
You know, a very smart man, Bill Recker, once told me when I first started in this business, he goes, always fly home. And I like that for sure. Hey, let's go ahead. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good question. Let's see. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's do it. And with that being said, let's talk to John. John's calling from Carlsbad and just getting back from a trip, huh, John? Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup.
Hey, bud. Big fan of you guys. Yeah, good morning. Just got off the Oceanside 95. Limits all around. Left Sweet. Friday, got home about 6:30. So
nice. What a great trip, man.
Oh, man. And I got to tell you, I'm a private boater, right? I've got a 24-foot skipjack fishing. Haven't been on a party boat in 4 years, just kind of over the whole, you know, crowd thing. But part of the charter group and this trip just gave me new life, how nice it is to wake up, get breakfast, little plunk bait in the morning or plunk bite, and then eat lunch and then hit patties and just nail it. It was on fire.
Yeah, it's kind of a spoiler after working so hard on your own boat and you go out there and go, wow, this is why we love long-range fishing, right?
Oh, yeah. And shout out to the crew in Oceanside 95. You know, I'm a big H&M fan, Seaforth fan, Point Loma. But now Oceanside, we got something to be proud of with the Oceanside 95.
That's cool. Sure. That's pretty darn neat. And you're hitting the right time of the year, too, John. You know, lighter loads and this fall time and the fish are biting and really, I mean, this is when we enjoy, the locals enjoy our ocean and our fishing right here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's jump in and let's talk to Rob. Rob's calling from La Jolla. Good morning, Rob.
Right,
welcome.
Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, guys. My question was, the last time that we had albacore and we had, like, you know, a session where we had them consistently for years, if you guys recall. Yeah. Because we're all keeping our fingers crossed every year that they come back, please, to San Diego or close to our range, you know.
Yeah, so Corey is predicting albacore for 2019, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. About well, here's the thing. I won't
predict it.
Listen.
I'll go on record just like I do every year. They're going to come in 2019, but I've been saying that for 12 years.
That's a beautiful thing.
So one of these years I might be right, right?
One of these years you could be right.
Yeah.
You know what? If we have an overly rainy year, I'll feel twice as good about it.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right.
Maybe salmon off Santa Barbara.
Yeah. But you were saying Bonito,
everything I'm seeing.
All these indicators here are kind of a typical precursor.
It fits right in. The only thing missing is the albacore swinging down and coming in. And like Carl was talking about earlier, you know, they may come and spend a very short period of our early spring and hang around with some of the other tuna till the water gets warmer. And
yeah.
Some of our best years here have been when you can catch every tuna species, including albacore, you know, on one stop. Skipjack, albacore, bluefin, and yellowfin all at one time.
Boy, that's a tall order.
But it's happened.
Would you be okay with that?
Sure.
All right.
I'm not ordering that. I'm just saying it could be fun.
Hey, man, anything could happen. It's the ocean, and that's the beauty
of it. So it's been 1996 through 2006 or 2007, I think, we had a 10 or 11 year consistent bite with albacore.
Right.
But prior to that, it was 1986 to 1996 where they weren't around.
Yeah.
And in that time frame up off the Columbia River, you know, Oregon, Washington, it kind of changed a little bit the last couple of years where it wasn't as predictable for him, too. So
yeah, that's a different stock of fish. So that's okay, not okay. the ones that make it into
different
our
one.
Water.
Okay,
it's
okay.
That's a different stock.
Okay.
But it's all about water conditions. It's all about water conditions and food source.
And like time will tell. We'll know next year,
that's
right?
That's the beauty of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call. Tony in Kensington, just about a minute left for you. Tony, can you have a quick question? Tony. I guess we lost Tony. How about Norman in San Diego? Quick question, Norman.
Yeah, what makes a mahogany wood so resistant to worms, and why does it sound different compared to a metal hull boat?
Well, metal hull boat, I guess you could say, is a little bit more rigid. You know, it's metallic,
vibration.
So it's, there's a little bit more, you know, it's harder. You know, the worms that are in the ocean that eat wooden boats up, they don't eat mahogany. It's hard, and they don't eat mahogany. But if you have, you know, like there's an example on the Searcher, they built the boat in the beginning for three main engines, so they drilled three holes for shaft logs.
Really?
And they put a pine plug in the center where the center main was supposed to go originally.
Is that like adding steel to aluminum?
Well, no, not really. But that's the worms keyed on the pine plug and ate the pine plug, and so they caused worm damage to the boat because of that pine plug.
But
they
only
eat
in the pine.
Yeah, they didn't eat the mahogany. They don't eat the mahogany. They ate the pine. So that was an example of that.
So what did you replace that pine plug with?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was replaced with a harder wood. I'm not exactly sure. They didn't put pine back in there.
Yeah.
And so the only place on the boat where there's been worm damage like that is in that area
log.
Where that center shaft
and
log
was. And I didn't
know
there was a center. Was there ever a third engine in the boat?
No.
Interesting. I never knew there
two.
Was a third engine. Hey, cool. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Great stuff. We're going to have more from Art, more from the Searcher. We're going to find out who's won this trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup on a Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Jeff from Sedros Kayak Fishing. Year one was a huge success for us down at the island, and we are already having very good fishing for our trips in 2018. Our fleet of Hobie kayaks are fully dialed in. Our beautiful secluded compound has all the creature comforts that will make you feel right at home. My warm, friendly staff will take care of all your needs while you are with us, and I will personally guide you at all my favorite spots around this majestic island. Pack light as we are washing clothes every day, and our fully stocked tackle shop has everything you need to ensure a great time at the island. Our biggest upgrade this year was to our menu. With the addition of our beautiful Traeger grill, we are enjoying some fabulous lunch and dinner meals, as well as smoking lots of fish for you to bring home and enjoy weeks after your trip returns. Come join me for your next trip to Sedros Island for fishing or just exploring. Visit our website at www.sedroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507. I'll make sure you have all the info you need for a successful trip to Sedros Island.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check AFTCO out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Art pulled a number out of the hat, and he came up with Harry and Chula Vista. Welcome. You're going to be so stoked. You got to use this thing on the trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Like, seriously, the next couple weeks, because the fishing is phenomenal.
Yeah, for sure. Art Taylor, SearcherSportFishing.com, and, of course, BajaWhale.com. I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at this Searcher website, and I'm looking at the trip schedules. There's a lot of sold outs already, so you better get on it, right?
Yeah. You know, we just went live this week on the website with the 2019 schedule. So
just this week?
This past week,
already a lot of sold-out trips.
Well, you know, we typically do an e-newsletter to all the people that booked this season.
Yeah.
And say, here's your opportunity to book before it goes on the website. So that's why some of the trips are sold out. And like I mentioned, when you get off the boat, there's a sign-up sheet for, you know, if you want to rebook a spot.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. And so everybody that is an existing Searcher customer gets an email saying, okay, here's a 2019 schedule, book now, and that's prior to it going live on the website.
Gotcha. So. All right. And then we have our Let's Talk Hookup day and a half in August next year. You have to book that, and that always fills up.
Yep.
Somebody, once again, wants to go on a nature thing, or most of all, the fishing
SearcherSportFishing.com, and they can contact Celia or Callie in the office at 619-226-2403. And, book a spot.
Book a spot now. Corey, thank you for being here today.
Lots of
fun. Appreciate that very much. Always a pleasure having you co-hosting with us in the studio. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be in my 1090 studios with us. Then next Sunday, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be fresh off a trip and coming into the Mighty 1090 studios with us. Thanks to Adam on the Yacht of the Side of the Glass. Be sure to check out our fabulous app. For everything you do, Let's Talk Hookup, it is fantastic. Download it on iTunes or the Google Play. And we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.